This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover.
The Get Fit and Makeover Treasure Chest is presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. That's the website, vitalfactors.com. Want to keep your muscle tone, keep your energy level, keep your firm skin, and keep your immune system intact? Then go to MDR Tabs. The phone number is 800-MDR-TABS. And try, I call it the fizzies. I have one every morning, and you can tell I'm happy and high most of the day. It's wonderful. It gets me through that 4 o'clock slump every day. The website again is vitalfactors.com.
Hi, Joey Pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
You've got a gift certificate to Aspen Mills Bakery. Aspen Mills PS. .com 3233123. I can't say enough about the tuna salad. I can't say enough about the low carb breads, and I'm starving, so I'm not going to say any more.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our four Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley, so come in and check us out.
You've got a gift certificate to Coachella Yoga. They're out there on Cook Street. And listen to what Carissa is offering. A new special pricing, $129 for a month, is now only $99 per month. New students get locals only, first week free, 346-2988. We're talking about food, and I can't talk. Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar, 166 North Palm Canyon Drive. Phone number is 656-7563. I said that one right, at least. But go get a hamburger, because it's not hamburger. It's made out of brisket and chuck and rib meat. And try the sweet potato fries. I can't talk anymore. Then you've got a $250 gift certificate from Foley and Stinnett Interior Design. They're at 1091 North Palm Canyon Drive, 322-2268. Dan with two N's, Foley, will come into your house and give you any advice you want on any kind of interior design. Foley, F-O-L-E-Y, Stinnett, two N's, two T's, FoleyStinnett.com. Wow, just barely got through that, didn't I? And Joey's got three kids, so we'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number three, thank you for being loyal to this show. We are in our 26th year, and I'll mail all those things out to you. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're so honored to have Andrew Neiderman here. Okay, we've talked about your past and your childhood and your career. Take us into the future.
Well, as I said, right now we have The Woman Beyond the Attic out. It's a Simon Schuster Gallery publication. I see it's everywhere books are sold.
How do you write about a woman you didn't ever physically know her? She had died.
Right. I had very close contact with the family, and they turned over to me the most personal material, and I had their testimonies, and there's a the main one that's alive now who can give me a lot is Mary Andrews. She's 87, but they had an aunt who today is 104.
She's still alive,
and last year I think was working in Walmart at 103. So she remembered Virginia's mother and her father and growing up in Portsmouth, Virginia, and that was a great background material. And then there were all the personal letters, and then there's all the factual information.
Did you feel like you got to know her? You said you took over her style.
Yeah.
You finished all the V.C. Andrews books in her style.
Yes, that's
explain
true.
How that happens.
Well, basically, I picked up the first book was the prequel to Flowers in the Attic.
Right.
So now we'll talk about the future. Lifetime has made a TV, limited TV series of 8 hours of that book, which is Garden of Shadows, and that'll be aired this summer. We are now starting another series on Lifetime that'll be filmed. Production starts May 4th. I'm a consultant on everything, obviously. The TV series has Jeremy Irons' son, Max Irons, as the lead male. It has a wonderful English actress, Jemina Roper. Who's,
what a pretty name.
Yeah, if anybody knows English TV, they're going to know her when they see her.
Jemina
Roper.
Roper, what a pretty
yeah,
name.
Yeah, look her up. You're going to be shocked at how much she's been in. We have two American actors, Harry Hamlin and Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, live near Kelsey Grammer in Montana.
Yeah, well, he's in it, and you could talk to him about it.
Longest running TV actor, I think, because he was in Cheers before he went to Frasier.
Right.
And but I digress. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they shot it in Romania.
What?
Because of the COVID. And it was all done well. I mean, any of the actors that flew in had to stay there, obviously, so they wouldn't have to go out and then have to go, you know, be quarantined again. So they had to stay there. And everything was done. Everything's been done. So that's coming out, aired in the summer. But the big news that's hit media everywhere now, and I say everywhere, every possible media outlet, is that A&E Studios has acquired the V.C. Andrews franchise.
Okay, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Well, they technically own everything past, present, and future.
Goodness.
Which means that they'll be making a series, one or two a year, and A&E Studios will now shopping other titles to other streamers and networks. So it's just a gigantic amount of
Are they, film adaptation. Tell Joey Pals the flavor of the V.C. Andrews stories.
Well, basically, VC put it herself when she was asked. She said, "My question in my life is why do people who love each other hurt each other?" And so she wrote about families and the dysfunction in there, but usually from the female point of view, you know, the young female point of view. And she got into subject matter that was just starting, like child abuse, and wrote one of the most quintessential novels of our time, Flowers in the Attic. It's still selling in huge numbers. It's published everywhere in the world. There is a publisher, even mainland China. So
wow.
We're talking about a gigantic bite on the literary apple. So, and then all the books kind of follow that formula in a way, although I don't want to call them formula books because everyone's is a different storyline, different setting, but basically stays to the characters and the concepts and the style that she wrote in, which is kind of an innocent style, but deals with very serious adult subjects, which, by the way, is a definition of a YA novel. A YA novel is about a child who has adult problems. That's what a YA novel is. And
youth, adult.
Yeah.
YA
That's
novel.
What it is. And it's big now. It's huge.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah. It's a big thing, YA novels. Another big thing is audio, and grown. That's grown incredibly. And all of the V.C. Andrews novels, practically, are in audio. And people get four bites at the apple. They get the trade format of the new book, and the next one will be Becoming My Sister. Or you'll love this because it's about two sisters whose mother and father have bought an estate in Las Palmas.
Oh.
A movie estate,
oh.
And the mother is totally involved in the movie world and in all the apparatus of it. There were many great parties in her house, and she relives them. And basically, she cares more about that than she does about her children. And
are they all mysteries? Would you categorize them?
There's a thriller aspect to this.
Thriller.
One, Becoming My Sister. It'll be out March 15th, and it will be in trade format and audio. And ebook, and on gallery books, and it takes place in Palm Springs. Everybody will recognize all these.
I remember when
places.
You put Earl Greenberg in one of your
yeah.
books.
Well, he won that, you know.
He won
charity,
that at a
yeah.
charity.
Yeah, a lot of people have done that.
Yes.
Raised
what
a lot of money.
What do you read? Do you read?
Oh yeah, you got to be a reader if you want to be a writer.
What? Who?
Well, my favorite.
Who do you read? What's the proper English?
My favorite.
Who do you read?
My favorite kind of thriller mystery writer is James Lee Burke, who writes Cajun Creole mysteries in Louisiana, and he's a poetic writer. Parts of his book simply break out into poetry, and so he's always been an inspiration to me.
Does he know that you read his books?
I'm not sure. He might by now. But I probably... He's an older guy, too, and he lives in Montana.
Yay!
And now that you mentioned it, I think I will get in touch with him because I haven't yet, really.
I want to know about the musical, Broadway.
Oh, okay. So we're going on to...
Listen to this, Joey Pels, because he has nothing else to do.
Yeah. Well, the first thing is my co-dramatist in London, Julian Wolford, he wanted to write the play of The Devil's Advocate. I was deeply involved in a lot of novels. We had already written the libretto for the musical, so I said, well, you take that, and I'll help you.
Wait a minute. You helped write a libretto?
I wrote, co-wrote the libretto, yeah.
Are you a musician, too?
We have a musician. We have a top composer, music director in England. He just did a Sting's musical in Ireland, and he's the composer of our musical. So the play is going to start on a UK tour outside of London and work its way around and come into the West End. That's already a definite.
Wow.
It's already a contract.
The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocate play. And then we are working now with a musical star in South Korea. His English name is Tony Rue, and he is determined to make a musical there. And we're working it through with him, and... once it gets started there, it'll go worldwide because South Korea is the third biggest creators of musicals in the world.
I did not know that.
You have America, you have the UK, West End, and then you have South Korea.
My stars.
I just spoke to my entertainment attorney yesterday, and he said he'd been doing a huge amount of work with the South Korean theaters and movie people. He also gave me an idea because he's been doing... picture books for the South Koreans, making contracts. And what they do is they add music to their books. And in the South Korean books, they also add chants. So it's fascinating. And I just reminded myself about it talking to you because I have to get on.
Make a note, Melissa.
I have to get on the hook home with my publishers and start to give them these ideas, which will do it. Yeah. So those two things are in development. I have a script with Craig DeBono, who you might remember. Dick DeBono lived here.
He passed away.
He owned the General Camera. He started many producers and directors in the business. Craig was the camera operator on The Devil's Advocate. And he also directed Rain, which is a script I wrote of V.C. Andrews' novel with Faye Dunaway and Robert Loggia and Brooklyn Sudano, who's Donna Summer's daughter. And that's available for anybody on the internet, Rain. And Craig was the director for that. And he and I just have developed original screenplay that we're getting out to get developed.
Do you sleep well at night?
No.
I would think you get up and...
I need help for sleep because if I don't, I mean, my characters are they're just... I don't know, relentless.
There'll never be anyone like you, Andrew.
Oh, there's plenty of
no, life. There won't be.
Look,
I know you a long time. Did Melissa get any of this writing bug?
Absolutely. She's been doing some great things. And
good.
She's producing a show called P.S. After Dark with Tristan Rogers starting in it.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to get that developed. And she does a lot of writing for charities and everything.
Yes.
She's my right-hand girl.
Yeah, everybody works in the Neiderman family.
Yes, they do. Yeah,
everybody
they really
works.
Do.
Well,
and like your son, my son's a pilot.
Yes.
And he runs an air, a private jet company at a John Wayne Airport. I have 42 planes under him and, I don't know, 50-some-odd pilots. It's a big responsibility with the FAA now. So
when Trevor became a F-15 pilot,
yeah,
it's the reason I went to church and it's the reason I drink. And he's still in the friendly skies, but it's a different mothering.
Yeah, usually you have 15 pilots, they'll become commercial pilots. So it's amazing that he did that.
United made him an offer. Yeah. He was the youngest first officer in United, yada, yada, something.
Yeah.
Have you written a mystery about pilots with one in your family? Make a note, Melissa.
I don't think I have.
Make a note.
I was going to write something. He gave me an idea, actually, one day, and I was going to do it, but it's like one of those things I tell you is on the back burner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can imagine the back burners. Yeah. The website is it just Niederman?
Well, I have a website under Niederman.com.
That's it. Niederman.com. This will all be up on my website.
Right. And then I have the official VC Andrews Facebook page, which has 150,000 people on it. So,
did they catch on that it was a different writer?
Not for a while. Not for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
That's a whole other
story. I remember
story.
When you did that.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, there was a disclaimer in the book that said the family
hired
a writer.
Yeah, nobody reads that stuff.
But nobody reads the disclaimer. I got outed by the IRS, actually, in a famous case.
Now, there's your next book.
Yeah, it was quite a case. It became the precedent.
I was outed by the IRS.
Yeah, it's a precedent case. Yeah. We'll talk about that sometime because it's a great story.
Yes.
How I trapped the IRS lawyer.
Ooh, I'll give you his home phone number. Don't call me Joey, pals. We are so blessed to have been in the presence of Andrew Niederman for a whole hour. Thank you. Sharing the heartbeats.
Thank you, Joey. It's always great to see you.
You're wonderful. We're so honored.
Joey, pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, this is the Joey English Desert Datebook, presented through the generosity of BuzzBox.com. BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted here in the Coachella Valley. I actually saw them in Ralph's the other day. They use only top shelf spirits, all natural ingredients, no additives, no preservatives, never, never, never. BuzzBox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. It's 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in eco-friendly Tetra packaging. There are three simple steps to enjoying BuzzBox cocktails. Number one, chill them. Number two, shake them. Number two, drink them. And you can check out the great video on their website, BuzzBox.com. But they travel well. They have a long shelf life. You're going to love this, Joey pals. Okay, now, ACT Tours says there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And I was starting to smile because Tyler and I are going in May to Puerto Vallarta with ACT Tours. Come with us. Phone 322-1247 or visit ACT-tours.com for a menu of both international and day excursions. Dana Haynes. Her website is astrologyworldnews.com. She comes down from the mothership to tell us. The first half of May is Taurus. The second half of May is Gemini. And I don't always get that right. So you'd better check with Dana for details on these and all the other signs. Remember, she predicted 9/11 the week before it happened, live on my radio show, and we have believed her ever since. Desert Water Agency has approved a new election division map that will be used in the November elections. Go to dwa.org/divisions and check it out. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Yes, please. Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentive for grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. And the main website is dwa.org. Just Fabulous now has gifts for kids and pets. What am I going to buy, Sunny Cool Cat, please? And they have all these new books, gifts, candles, and more. Think birthdays, think Mother's Day, think weddings, think graduations. And the website is the letter B, justfabulous.com. I love that website. Lalo Visions, our psychic to the psychic, says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin. Find out what the minute, hour, day, week, month, year holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park. It's in nearby Yucca Valley. And I promise you, Joey Pals, he will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 760-401-1810, or visit his website, lalovisions, lalovisions.com. And Joey Pals, great gift idea for your mother, for your graduate, for a birthday gift, $95 for a 90-minute reading. You won't believe it. Okay, the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Remember to check out the tram cam for valley views, weather, and so much more. Peak's Restaurant at the top of the tram is now open for lunch and dinner. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during the normal tram operating hours. Number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley, pstramway.com. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters. Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley. Jazz is back on the second floor. They're heating up the upstairs open air patio. Get it? On Tuesdays. There's entertainment almost every night. And if you're interested in performing upstairs in the lounge, reach out to Tim. Here's his email, tim@pscultural.org. And that's the main website, pscultural.org. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey Pals, join us tomorrow. We'll have a Talk of Stars segment. Until then, you be well and all the best.